All right, we can start now. And I would start with the fact that this video is being recorded, so just for you to know. But good morning, everyone. My name is Agnes Tortis, and I work in the Fordham office, which is part of the international office here in JYU. And I'm working with short-term mobilities within Fordham. So I'm going to tell you about the practicalities that you need to know at this point about participating to a short-term mobility. And then also later on, during the process, you will be in touch with me mostly. And as it shows in the slide, and what I've also mentioned in the emails, that this info session is for everyone who is participating in a Fordham short-term mobility during this academic year. And these mobilities take place this year between March and September. So this is for everyone. And of course, after this session, we will be in touch with you by email when your mobility is approaching. But this basic info is for everyone. And then, so a bit about the content. Oh no, there's one. Okay. Something happened here. I'm missing a slide, but I can tell you just orally. So as I said, this meeting is being recorded and it's going to be made available for 2 weeks after this session. And you will get the link after this session today or tomorrow. So you will have time to still watch it. If you wish, you can put on your cameras. We are not that many people, and it's nice for me to see that there are people there actually with me today. So thank you for all brave people. And you can ask questions if you would like to during the session or during my talk, or then in the end we can also, and you can either ask via chat or then opening your mic. And then we have here also Axel with us, who I asked to follow the chat a bit, so I'm not sure if I will notice everything or putting hands up. I it's maybe a bit too much for to follow for me, but Axel will let me know if there's something. And Axel is currently our intern here in the international office and also a participant in short-term mobility, so he is like a double agent now here. But now about the the content of today's info session. So I'm going to talk about what is going to happen before the mobility, during the mobility, and after the mobility, and a bit about the communication. And most things happen before the mobility. There are all the details that need to take care of. And as a disclaimer already at this point, that we have a few different kind of mobilities within Fordham short-term mobilities. Most of you are participating to collective short-term mobilities, which means that you are participating to a course organized by a partner university. But there are some of you who were granted an individual short-term mobility. So that means that you don't participate to a course, but you agreed with a host university, a host academic person to go there individually and do some kind of project there. There are not huge differences between these two kinds, but there are maybe some. And then there's another difference. Those of you who participate to collective short-term mobilities, there are two different kinds of grants available. One grant concerns only one course, and all the rest of you is going to get the other kind of grant. And I'm going to explain this clearly during this session, but please keep in mind, I'm trying to say it out loud, but first I'm going to talk about the very first short-term mobility that will have this special grant system. And after, we move on to all the rest of you, and then I'm going to talk about your grants and your processes. So please bear with me. Not all the information will be relevant for all of you. That's what I'm trying to say. we can go on and right to the middle of it, so the funding. And this is what I meant, that there are two kinds of scholarships. The first one is the Erasmus Blended Short-Term Mobility Scholarship that concerns only those of you who participate to the first course in the end of the March, which is the Exploring the Circular Economy in Burgundy. And the funding for all the others, both the collective short-term mobility students and the individual short-term mobility students, you get the other kind of scholarship, which we call the Fordham Scholarship. Oh, okay, the slide, the missing slide is here, so we can just skip over. So let's start with this Exploring Circular Economy in Burgundy course. So this is an Erasmus Plus Blended Short-Term Mobility. The scholarship that you are getting is called Erasmus Plus Blended Short-Term Mobility, and it is 70 euros per day. You can get this funding for the mobility activity day, so when you are physically there in the course in France, plus for 2 travel days. That's the basic setup. And you who are participating to this course and getting this scholarship, you have now the possibility also to get a green travel top up. So if you decide to travel green in a more environmental way, you can get a 50 euro top up. So you can get a bit of an extra money, plus you can get extra travel days as well. I'm not going to go into the details of green travel during this session, but since your mobility is fast coming up anyways, we will be very soon in touch with you separately about your processes. And there I'm going to include more information about this green travel possibility. And then you can look into it, see if it's possible for you, if you're interested in it. And if you would like to do a green travel, then you should apply for it before the mobility and let us know. And I will also let you know in the email how you can do it. But just for you to know that you have to do these things before the mobility, you cannot do it afterwards. And I bolded there that it's a blended short-term mobility, which means that it combines online and physical activities. So you have the 5 days in France, but on top of that, you have an online session and you have already received an information from France to let you know when the online session takes place. So that part is also compulsory to attend, and that makes it a blended mobility. And you who participate to this course, you will be asked to fill out an application form in Mobility Online. Now, this is maybe a bit wrongly named that it's an application form because you have already gotten your place in this course and no one is taking it away from you. But still, in order to kind of go through the processes of making a learning agreement and getting the grant agreement, we will use Mobility Online. So you will need you will be asked to fill up an application form there and do some steps there as well. But the place is yours. So no worries about that. And you will receive more information about this via email, both this Mobility Online application process and the green travel possibility. I will send it to you. If I'm very hopeful, I will say maybe already tomorrow. If I'm less hopeful, then I will say in the beginning of next week. And you have already received some information from the organizers about practicalities. If you haven't received this email, then let us know. I know that some of you had problems with emails. So just let me know if you haven't received it and we'll forward this email to you as well. And this email includes advice on the travel arrangements, but just to make it clear, and it is for all of you, actually, not just the participants for this course, but for all of you, your host university or host Fordham office is advising you about the travel arrangement, but you make the travel arrangement. So you are responsible for booking the flights, and you can decide the route, how you would like to go and when you would like to go, as long as you are there in time. So it's only the advice that you are getting, but you have to take care of the practicalities. And if you wish, now this is a good opportunity for you also to get to know the other people or find the other people who are going to the same course, and you can also maybe make plans together. We also have a Facebook group where you can find the others. I will talk about it later. But you need to make the bookings and your travel arrangements. And students who are participating, the exploring in the circle economy in Burgundy course, the organizers had the idea to host you guys in host families. I think that there's still some questions open about this. They have a lot of host families, but not for everyone. But the organizers will give you more information about these arrangements as well. So if you have questions regarding the accommodation, for example, or detailed questions about the travel arrangements, if you would like to specify something, then please contact Dijon with your questions, because they are the best to advise you on these things, not us in this regard. And this was now, these past two slides were the specific information for the course, for the students of that course. And now I move on to the funding of all of you others who are participating to other courses or who are participating to individual short-term mobilities. So your funding is different from what I described just a moment ago. You will receive funding to cover the approximate cost of your travel, accommodation, and living expenses while you are abroad. And the Fordham scholarship consists of two parts. There's a travel grant, which is defined by the Erasmus program. And it depends on which university you are traveling to. And for you guys, unfortunately, at this moment at least, green travel top-up is not possible yet. The Fordham is also, the Alliance is also working on making this possible for you guys, but as of now, this is not yet a possibility. And then, in addition to the travel grant, you will also get individual support grant to help to cover your living and food expenses. And this is also based on the country where you are going. So you will get both of these. You will get the travel grant and you will get the individual support grant. And just like the students for the other course, you are also responsible for finding your own accommodation and taking care of your meals. But again, the hosting university can help you with advice, and maybe they will have some tips, concrete tips, that you could go to this hotel or accommodation, it's close to the campus or something like this. This is quite typical that they have some tips for you. And additional expenses, any additional expenses are not covered by the Alliance. And here are the details about the travel grant. So you will be traveling from JYU, even if you are located in Finland right now somewhere else. You are our student, so it will be counted as you are leaving from JYU. And here are the sums that you will get based on which university you will be going to. So as you can see, it depends on the closer you go, the less money it is, and then the further you go, the greater the support you can get is. And this is the individual support. Here also the table, how it looks like. So here are just the hosting universities. So you can here check that if you go, for example, to Mainz, and you are there for 4 nights, 5 days. So that's what one course lasts, 4 nights and 5 days. Then in total, you can get as an individual support 260 euros. you don't have to remember these sums later when I will be in touch with you about your grant agreement, then I will send you the exact numbers. But of course, I wanted to show it to you so you can kind of plan ahead and you know how much you can expect to get. More about the funding. So as I mentioned, I will send you by email a confirmation of grant acceptance for individual and collective short-term mobility. And in the same file, there will be another part, which is the consent to individual liability. liability of a student during a mobility period abroad. And these forms need to be filled in and signed. Please make sure that you read both of the parts of the document and you really read them, not just signing them. In the liability form, there's also details about your responsibilities, what we expect from you, for example, regarding insurances and other actions. This form is being updated right now. It was quite a long one during the corona period, and now we are reviewing it and see if we make any changes to it or what kind of changes we are making to it. So I can't now tell too much about the content, but during corona times, there were also a lot of details about what are your responsibilities during the COVID pandemic and traveling. When I'm sending you these forms, you will also get a message from me where there will be information about the grant payment schedule. And if you send back these forms to me, by deadline, the grant will be paid on the payment day that I give in the email to you. We aim to pay the grants in the calendar month before the mobility. So, for example, if the course is in April, we plan to or aim to pay the grant in March if you return the papers in time by the deadline. But unfortunately, this very first grant for the mobilities that take place in March, we won't be able to pay in February. So those of you who are going on a mobility in March, you will get the grants, unfortunately, in the end of March only. So there's a bit of a delay here because everything is starting only now. But with the rest of the mobilities, we will be in time. Very important that no double funding is possible. So if you are on an exchange during your short-term mobility, you cannot get funding for your short-term mobility. So all these funding possibilities that I told you about now, you cannot get it if you are already receiving another funding from the university because you are on exchange at the moment, or you will be when your mobility takes place. And then also if the mobility shortens, that days change, the mobility is canceled or change into virtual mode, you might hear that this is something that we wrote there during corona times, but it can still happen. The grant must be returned entirely or partially if the mobility wasn't canceled completely, but just shortened. And in these kind of cases, we will send you an invoice and you have to pay it within 30 days. This also, as I said, this was something that we emphasized during corona times. And during corona times, of course, there were mobilities that changed into virtual mode or that had to be postponed or some students couldn't leave. But the fact that it might be that still your situation changes, something happens and you can't leave. So this is still relevant information. So if something changes on your behalf, and you can't leave, but you have already received the grant, then we will have to be in touch and then we will ask the grant back. And some of you might be students, but also employed by the university in the same time. So for you also, we have some separate information. So if you have this situation that you're both a student who are going to a short-term mobility and also employed by JVIU, the funding cannot be paid to you as grants for technical reasons. So instead paying them for, as grants, you will be paid, the grants will be paid to you via a travel claim that you will need to make. The amount of support will be the same as what you would get as a grant. So in that sense, there are no changes. But if you are someone who is employed by JVIU, at the same time when your mobility takes place or when the grant would be paid, then please let us know by email to the, you can send an email to the Fordham email address and we will send you further information. And you guys, in this situation, it's important that you guys keep all the receipts related to your travels because you will need to have it for your travel claim when you make it. All of the other of you who are not employed, once you get the grant, you do basically with it what you want. Of course, it is for your travels and covering your costs, but we will not be checking your receipts. We won't be checking if you get 530 euros to travel to Valencia. We won't be checking how much you have spent, how much your plane ticket was. So that you can use however you want, and we don't need to see the receipts. But those of you who will need to make a travel claim, you will need to enter your receipts to the travel claim. So don't lose them. And very importantly, when you participate to a short-term mobility, you do it as a student, not as an employee. And it does not qualify as a business trip. And therefore, you are also not eligible for receiving a daily allowance. So as I said, even if you're employed by JVIU, you will get exactly the same amount of grant as you would get otherwise. So you are not entitled for extra allowances. A word about insurance and healthcare. So I mentioned that in the liability form, there's more information about it. But already at this point, it's important for you to know that it is your individual duty to take care of the adequate insurance coverage, such as health, accident, during leisure time, travel and luggage insurance. So there are many kinds of insurances here that we are talking about. The university has a statutory insurance coverage, but it is quite limited to accidents occurring during studies or internships. Now we are, of course, not talking about internships. All of your short-term mobilities are studies. But occurring during studies that are practical in nature. So if you are doing, for example, some kind of physical training, if you have a sports-related course or laboratory work or something like that. And accidents are reimbursed by a case-by-case basis. So if something happens, then you will have to file a report, and then they will look at your case. And to be covered, the studies or internship need to be included in your study plan. So make sure of that. And now I put it into brackets that JVIU is not responsible for the effects of the COVID-19 epidemic or the costs related to the epidemic. Let's see how the word goes. Hopefully, when we hear back from the people who are revising the liability form, we can delete this part. But for now, I still left it there because there's no confirmation about that change. European Health Insurance Card, I hope you have all heard about it. it's good to take a look at your European Health Insurance Card and see when it gets, how long it's valid. Kela usually sends you the new one when the old one is expiring, but make sure still that you have a valid one when you go. And those of you who are not Finnish citizens and have not lived in Finland permanently, you can't get this card. But if you are not a Finnish citizen and you think that you might be eligible for this card, then please check it from the Kellos website and make sure if you're eligible or not. And the third point is, it's still a good advice that when you leave on a trip, even if it's just this short, it's a good idea to submit a travel notification. It's a matkustusilmoitus to the Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Finland. So it's a link, you can click it and you can just feed in your information. So basically, it's just letting the Ministry of Foreign Affairs know that you are abroad ban and there. So if anything happens, they are aware of you and they can check on you and make sure that you are fine. And a word about visa and residence permits. EU nationals do not need visa or residence permits to travel to foreign partner countries. But non-EU nationals, it's relevant information, but the good news is that you can travel with a Finnish residence permit to other Schengen countries. But make sure that you have your passport and residence permit with you when traveling. And if you have any questions about details, then it's best to check from Migri's website. And the COVID-19 slide, I will skip over this. I will leave it here. I wanted to have it written. But as I said, right now, the liability form is being checked and updated. So it might not be relevant, but I haven't received the confirmation that this can be completely disregarded. So it's still there. But these are the basic information. So if the pandemic comes again or anything big happens, then you have to follow the regulations that the countries give, both Finland and then the receiving country, and you have to act accordingly. About travel and accommodation, as I mentioned, you take care of the travel and accommodation arrangements. I mentioned the host families, but that concerns only that one single course. So all the other of you, you will need to book some other kind of accommodation, and you can do it together with other students. I know last year our students going on short-term mobilities did something like that, that they booked together some hotel room. I know that some people booked Airbnbs together, so you can also share this. The hosting university gives advice on these things. And they are also the host university, or the course organizers are going to hold you a course specific information session where you can ask for more information. If you have something in mind, you can ask them about those issues. So what we do now is that all universities, all Fordham universities, have this kind of information session to their outgoing students. And this is very general about the grants and these kind of things. But your specific course organizers are going to have also another information session for you before your mobility, where you look more into the details of, of course, this accommodation and travel arrangements, but also something about a course, if you need to know something, what you need to take, what they advise you to take. It might be also weather related, what you should take at that time of the year and those kind of things. And as I mentioned earlier, you do not need to provide the travel receipt to JVIU, except if you are employed also by the university. And I think something that many of you might have in mind to ask if you can add extra days to your stay, you can. So if you have a mobility from Monday to Friday, those days are going to be funded by us or for them. And you are free to add extra days. You can arrive the weekend before, you can stay over the weekend after, or even more if you can allow that. But everything extra is on you, so you cannot get extra funding for those days. But when we talk about the travel grant, we, as I said, we don't look at it like how much you spend or what are the dates that you travel. So if you want, feel free to add extra days to your stay. Now we move on what happens during mobility, and I don't have too much to say about it. The detailed information will be provided by the course organizer in their info session. Of course, active participation is expected. This is all of the courses that you participate are academic courses, so prepare for in an intensive week. There will be a lot of information, and there will be probably some coursework as well that you would need to do. So it's good to mentally prepare that it is. These are intensive courses, are indeed intensive. And you will get a certificate of attendance of the course afterwards. Some organizers give it out immediately on the last day. Some organizers send it to you by email afterwards. But it's good to know that all of you can get a certificate or will get a certificate. And otherwise, of course, just enjoy the mobility. And then what happens after the mobility? One important point is the credit transfer. So after the mobility, you can apply for a substitution or credit transfer in SISU for the short-term mobility. And we are trying to make sure that all the certificates include information about the amount of work that you do on the course. But it might be that not every certificate includes this information. So if it doesn't do that, then make sure that you have some other kind of documentation to show regarding how much time you have worked on the course. So you can have, for example, the course timetable plus the description of the assignments. So we can get an idea of the amount of work you have done, and then they would know how much credit you can get for your course. And as I said, you can apply for the credit transfer in SISU. You will need to find a course named Fordham Short-Term Mobility and add it to your study plan. And just remember that because it's easy to misunderstand, and we did misunderstand it in them last year. So you don't look for the name of your course in SISU. So, for example, don't look for Circle Economy in Burgundy, but look for the name Fordham Short-Term Mobility. And that's how you find what you need to find, add it to your study plan, and then open a course brochure in your study plan. And by clicking on the blue code link, and then select the substitution step on the course brochure. About the credit transfer, if you have any questions, the Fordham office is not the best office to answer. Of course, if you are looking for, like asking for example, information, if your course certificate didn't include the information about the amount of work you have done, and you have a hard time reaching the course organizers, you can ask help from us for that. But like the details of how many credits you can get for it, and or like the process of doing the credit transfer in SISU, if related to that you have questions, then we are not the best ones to ask. But you can ask it, and it depends a bit on your faculty. You can either ask your international coordinator or the education coordinator of your home faculty. So those are the best people to ask. And there's also more information of credit transfers online, so you can check that. Here is the link in English, but the same instructions are also available in English. So you can also just use this link and click the finish sign on the corner to get the instructions in Finnish. And after the mobility, there is another thing, which is the reporting. You will need to write a report of your mobility within 1 month of the end of the mobility. It's a quite simple report, but it's really nice to hear from your experiences. And there's another way. If you don't want to do this report, you can also choose to create some content to the International Office's Instagram account. And if you would like to do that, then please contact the international office, and then you will get some more information. Basically, if you choose this, then it would be nice to create one or two posts with pictures, and then definitely, of course, like some text that you do tell something about your experience there. Or it's up to you really what kind of content you would like to share. If you some people share information more about the course or how it was to participate to a foreign short-term mobility, or you can also tell about the hosting university or the campus. So it's all up to you. And I think we are getting to the final slide, which is communication. So if you have any questions, especially, for example, regarding the grant or these processes that are happening before the mobility, then you can contact us at the forum@jvu.fi address. And then if you have questions to the hosting university, you can contact them directly, and their email addresses are listed there. And as I mentioned, we do have a Facebook group where you can, if you want, you can join, and then you can find other people who are participating to the same course. If you would like to travel, plan your travels together, for example, it's maybe the easiest way to find them, unless you want to start doing this here in the chat. Shouting at who is participating to this course or that course, and you can get in touch with each other. All right. And that was all on my behalf, but I think we have plenty of time. So if you have any questions, now this is the time. And I actually do see a raised hand, so go for it, Sanna Mari.
Yeah, so how about you said they will organize an info session before the mobility, mm-hmm. the arranging university. Should we just sit and wait for a thing, so they will send us an email when
yes.
it's time?
Exactly, yeah. So during last year, during Corona times, the instructions for the organizers were that I think at least a month before the event, the course, they should have this information. But the 1 month is very short time, and it was on purpose very short because during Corona times, until the last moment, we were still waiting that are you going to be able to organize it or not. But now the situation is better. Hopefully it stays like this. So I think that they will dare to organize the info sessions already before, so not so last minute. And of course, they are aware that you guys would like to make your travel arrangements already. And the sooner you make them, probably the better prices you can get. So I don't know exactly when they are planning to do. I asked for this information from Fordham offices. I think it's nice to know in advance, and I can also advise you then better. But as of now, I don't know about any of the information sessions except the one that is happening next week for the circle economy course in Dijon or in Burgundy. But yes, I think I would say like 6 to 8 weeks before the course, you can expect to hear from the course organizers to hear about the info session. Are there any other questions? Sanna?
Yes, hi. So I'm Sanna, also from the local Fordham office. I was just maybe coming back to what was asked. So Do the students have to, or I suppose that they don't have to wait for the organizer to organize this this info session before booking their flights, for example. So now that we already know how the grant process is going on here in Jyväskylä, so I think it's pretty clear that the course will be organized, and for example, the flight tickets could be bought already. Or how do you see this? Or do you still expect? Do you still expect the organizers might cancel or change the dates totally, so that it would be difficult to book the flights?
I think no. The dates. I wouldn't expect the dates to be changed or them to cancel. Of course, unless something again happens.
Yeah.
Something big. But my only concern is that. The grant agreements, we will make the grant agreements with you not so long before the mobility itself. So let's say maybe about 2 months before. And if you don't have a grant agreement and you buy the tickets, and then let's say, I don't know, you get a job, you have something else, you cannot participate. Like that money, if you have bought those tickets, you have no way to get reimbursed for that without a grant agreement.
So even if... Yeah, so the grant agreement should be made first, and then it would be the safest way for the student.
Exactly,
Okay.
Because also, for example, if you get ill, let's say, and you cannot attend, I don't know, you broke your leg, something, you cannot go, unfortunately. In those cases, there's a force majeure process, and you can get your costs back case by case basis. But still, like, we will look at the case, and partially or completely, you can get your money back if something happened that was not caused by you. But if there's no grant agreement, and if you already bought your tickets, then there's little that we can do. So. Keep that in mind when you look into buying tickets. Booking accommodation, I think it's a bit easier because there are many places where you can book the accommodation, but you don't have to pay for the accommodation until just like a bit before the dates when the booking would start. So those, I think you are more free there to book ahead. And again, the same thing applies with accommodation, that the earlier you book, probably the better prices you get. So that's something that you could do. And another thing that actually came to my mind, because there are some of you who are going for individual short-term mobilities. So since there is no course organizer there, for you, there's no info session organized by the hosts. So because it is an individual mobility, you are anyways individually in touch, and you have already been in touch with your host. So then you just talk with them and ask the questions that you have, but there won't be like a formal information session organized for individual short-term mobility students. It's only for those who attend courses. Are there other questions? Let's see, there's something in the chat. So there's a question about the green travel. How it would work. So I would like to emphasize that at the moment, this is only the green travel is only applicable for the circular economy course. Yes, if you would like to travel green, that means that you can get extra days for the travel, because traveling green, traveling in an environmentally friendly way, means that you will travel more slow than how it would be by traveling by plane. And for those extra days, you can also get extra funding. An important detail about the green travel is also that in order for your travel to qualify as green, it doesn't mean that you have to travel 100% green. but at least 50% of your trip needs to be traveled in a green way or done in a green way. So you can choose that, for example, if you go to Dijon, you can do that on the way there, you travel 100% green, and on the way back, you fly. And then that's 50% green already. Or you can do it, and I think this is the more realistic, that part of your travel to the tradition you do in a green way and partially not in a green way. And from Finland, it is not easy. I don't know if actually at the moment it's possible to travel completely in a green way. So from Finland to Dijon, you travel partially, at least 50% in a green way, and the rest not in an environmentally friendly way. And then also on your way back, 50% at least you do in a green way, and the rest that you cannot do in a green way, you do not in a green way. We have a website for it, which is currently available only in Finnish, and we are going it's very new. It was, I think, published only last week, so it is very new, and we are going to translate it very, very soon, so there will be more detailed explanation for that. Then there's a question, does it mean that we have to book tickets and reserve accommodation for ourselves? And what kind of accommodation can be preferred, like hotels? Again, now I'm talking about students who attend any other courses or individual short-term mobility than the circle economy in Burgundy course. So for all of you who do not go to the circle economy course, you do have to reserve your own accommodation. Yes. And you have to book your own tickets. And the host is going to advise you, give you tips, maybe how it is easiest to reach your the location of the course, what are good accommodation options. But you will need to make the bookings, and you will need to decide how you would like to travel and where you would like to stay in the end. You are it's completely up to you what kind of accommodation you choose. As I said, the host give tips, but you decide. And when you get the grant from us, the grant is yours, and we don't look into it anymore. So if you would like to, you can go to an Airbnb and share it with others. And maybe in that case, you might even save money. Meaning that not all of your grant will be spent on accommodation. But if you prefer, you can book a really nice hotel and pay the extra from your own pocket. So it's completely up to you what you would like to do. Of course, just make sure that you can make it to the course. So if you, I don't know, look for some nice accommodation a bit outside of the city, or like maybe a very cheap accommodation, make sure that you can get to the course facilities in time, so that there is either it's walking distance or there's public transportation. Your responsibility is in the end of the day to make it to the course and attend the course. There's a question if the travel form, if the funding arrangements for those who work as well at JYU, does it apply for student ambassadors too? And if I remember, Sanna, the student ambassadors were not included in this, right? We can double check it, but last year the student ambassadors.
Yeah, this is my understanding as well, but it's a good idea to double check, but yes. So I would say also that student ambassadors are not considered as JYU staff as such. Yeah. Yeah. But maybe you would like to check.
Yeah. And Aksa kindly posted also the link to the green travel, which is, I emphasize right now, it's only in Finnish, but we are translating the pages. So it will be available in English as well soon. Tunti opettaja, part-time teacher. I'm guessing that would be already that you will not be able to get it as a grant, but you will need to make the travel claim. But we can also double check that. Do you have some ideas, Anna? I see you thinking.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I think that tuntiopettaja would be seen as a staff member already. So yeah. So with a travel claim and with receipts and all that. But this is also something that we need to check.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question, because it's really important for us also to realize that there are so many different kind of options and different situations.
Exactly. But at least last year, there wasn't any case that I've came across that did not, like, was not concerned by this, except the student ambassadors, which we knew from day one that they are not included. But there were no other exceptions, at least last year. But we can double check. It's easy. I actually will write up your name so I can get back to you. Yes. Other questions? It seems that everything was covered. But if at any point you have any questions still, then you can contact us. As I mentioned, this session will be made available for 2 weeks, so you can check it also. The video itself for 2 weeks. The slides, of course, I send you anyway, so you will have it forever. And then we will be in touch with you before your mobility about the details and the grant agreement. And the Circle Economic Course students can very soon expect more information from us. Plus the student who is going for a individual short-term mobility in March. So we will be in contact very, very soon. And for the Circle Economic Course students, just a heads up that this is a... Your funding is a new way for us as well. So this is done for the first time. So we are also setting everything up for this, and we are also learning a lot. So if you have some questions, just throw it our way, because we also need to learn and see what kind of questions can appear. Another heads up is that because your mobility is already in the end of March, and we would like to pay you at least then in the end of March, so your grant agreement should be signed by the end of February. That means that when you get the information from us about the next steps, it would be very good if you quite quickly could get started, because basically almost everything should be done. All the kind of like the bureaucratic side should be done in February already. So a bit of a busy 2 weeks are ahead, but going through that process, it won't require much. You don't have to extensively write a big application, because I said the place is yours, but you do have to fill in a form. You have to make the certain steps at least, so that we can move you forward in the process, and then we can get you to the place where you have your grant agreement, and we can pay you the grants. So that kind of heads up. But if there are nothing else, I thank you, and let's be in touch. You can always write us on the Fordham email, and today or tomorrow I will also send you an email with the slides and maybe the Facebook group address, so you can join there and find the others if you wish to, and so on. So thank you so much for attending this session, and let's be in touch, and we can also, yes, Sanna wrote that we can also speak Finnish, so yes, definitely you can send us the emails in Finnish. Of course, we have international students also who applied and got accepted for these courses. So this session is in English, and then information that I'm sending out to big groups are in English. But otherwise, you can of course contact us in Finnish as well. But yes, if we don't speak much before the mobility, then please enjoy the mobility a lot, and it would be really nice to hear or see pictures after it in the Instagram course or in the travel reports. And those are really fun to read for us as well, and we learn a lot. So thank you, and have a nice day, and be in touch.
Thank you.